Our reading for today begins in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17. Hebrews 11, verse 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, "Through Isaac shall your offspring be named." He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. By faith, Isaac invoked future blessings on Jacob and Esau. By faith, Jacob, when dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, bowing in worship over the head of his staff. By faith, Joseph, at the end of his life, made mention of the exodus of the Israelites and gave directions concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw that the child was beautiful and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not being afraid of the anger of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and sprinkled the blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them. By faith, the people crossed the Red Sea as on dry land, but the Egyptians, when they attempted to do the same, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient because she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release so that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were killed with the sword, they went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us they should not be made perfect. So we're continuing our trek through chapter 11, and we've already talked about the substance of faith and a few people of faith, and he continues this on, but now he seems to be just given this rapid-fire list of people. You know, talking about Abraham offering up Isaac, his only true son, through Sarah, and then he talks about the fact that Isaac was the one that was specifically named through whom his offspring would be named. And verse 19 is very important to this, that on this story of him offering up Isaac, it says that he considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead. And that's very true. Abraham knew that God could accomplish his promises no matter what happened. And just because Abraham couldn't really understand what God was going to do after that didn't change whether he would obey what God told him to do. And of course, he was rewarded after that test of faith. Verse 20, Isaac invoked future blessings on Jacob and Esau. Jacob blessed each of his the sons of Joseph. Joseph mentions the exodus of the Israelites and gave directions concerning his bones. You notice that all those right there are all people that were looking forward with their faith, past their own death. They were looking past whatever circumstance they were in or at the end of their life. And so their faith went beyond this life. Verse 23, Moses, you know, he was born at a time in which Pharaoh had said for the children to be killed, and that he was hidden for 3 months by his parents. It says that they saw the child was beautiful. That word beautiful doesn't just mean an outward beauty. It means they saw that he was good. They saw that he was a blessing. And so they were unwilling to follow that particular edict that Pharaoh had put down of killing the male children. and says they were not afraid of the king at this time. Moses, when he was growing up, refused to be called the son of the Pharaoh's daughter, and all the different things that would have come along with that, luxuries and education and an ease of life, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy those fleeting pleasures of sin. So whatever lot came of it, he wasn't going to turn and take the easy path just because it meant that it would be an easy path. I think this is a direct relation to what these Hebrews are facing when they're thinking about going back to Judaism because they think that it's going to be an easier path. So that one, I think, directly relates to them. Verse 26, he considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. Again, looking forward past his own life and past this current circumstance. By faith, he kept the Passover, sprinkled the blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them. And so here he is keeping the commandments of God in all respects. Verse 29, by faith, the people crossed the Red Sea as on dry land, but the Egyptians, when they tried to do the same, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab, the prostitute, did not perish with those who were disobedient because she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. All these people obeyed God and showed a great faith in God, despite whether or not they could truly understand what was going on. I mean, conventional wisdom does not tell you to go up against a fortified city and march it around it seven times, blow some horns, and expect that the walls will fall down and you can go take the city. No, you'd be making siege weapons, you'd be looking at making ladders, go over the wall, you'd be doing all sorts of things to follow man's conventional wisdom, but instead they did exactly what God told them to do, and because of that, God's the one that made those walls fall. It was no one else. Likewise, going through the Red Sea, it had to have been a fearful sight to see walls of water on each side and you going down to where you'd be below the water. And you know, if that water closes in, you're a goner. And that's exactly what happened to the Egyptians, because the safety of going between those walls of water was not for the Egyptians, it was for the Hebrews. So, Rahab, you know, she's given a great emphasis and honor by being saved simply because she believed all the things that she had heard over the years about these Hebrews and their God. And she believed in that God more than she believed in her own nation and more than she believed in whatever their false deity would have been. Verse 32, he says, what more shall I say? Time would fail me. And he talks about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel. Samson's kind of an odd person to put on the list. There's always a lot of talk about, you know, the character defects of Samson and some of the choices he made. But sometimes people make the wrong choices, but they still show a great moment of faith and die faithfully. And I think that's what you see with Samson. He says, these people, they through faith, conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put armies to flight. Not because they were so great, but because they trusted God and they had faith in Him. And that's what faith lets us do, is lets us trust in a God that can do anything. He can do anything that He desires to do for our benefit. Verse 35, women received back their dead by resurrection. You had Elijah and Elisha both brought children back by the power of God. Some were tortured, refusing to accept release so that they might rise again to a better life. I assume that what he's referring to there would be tortured and being told, you know, if you deny God, I'll take away the pain, I'll end this. But they weren't willing to do so. Some were mocked and flogged, chains, imprisonment, stone, sawn in two. That, by the way, by tradition is Isaiah. Isaiah being sawn in two by King Manasseh. Killed with the sword. Went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy. So even though they lived this life where they were destitute and people probably looked down on them because of the way they dressed and the way they lived, it says the world was not worthy for them to be among them. and they wandered about in deserts, mountains, dens, caves of the earth. And all these, though commended through their faith, they did not receive what was promised. Now understand what he's saying is they didn't receive what was promised during their lifetime. That doesn't mean they won't receive what God has promised for them to receive. It's just that they didn't receive it before their death. But their faith meant that they still looked forward to something beyond the death. Since God had provided something better, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. So it was waiting for under Christ to receive the true blessings of that heavenly reward that they would have been looking forward to. So chapter 11 is an encouraging chapter, and I hope that you see that the whole point to the Hebrews, and still is the point to us, is it really doesn't matter what you find yourself in situations or turmoil or circumstances upon this earth. Our faith is what matters. Our faith is what is truly valuable, and it is vital to our souls. So nurture that faith. Look forward to that heavenly abode, and remember that this world is not our home. Thank you for listening, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.